The public corruption probe that has cast a long shadow over the Honolulu Police Department and the offices of the City Prosecutor and City Corporation Council. That's our reality check today. Reporter Nick Ruby is on the line with us with this latest twist on what some call a soap opera. Morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, good. So now you have an interesting story related to this Kealoha case.
So today we published a piece about one of the defendants who is accused of framing Gerard Kuana for the theft of the Kealoha's mailbox in 2013, trying to get Gerard's mother, Florence, to not be allowed to take a videotape deposition before trial. Now, why that's important is because Florence Kuana is 99 years old and she's suffering from a heart condition that federal prosecutors say is pretty serious, and they want to make sure that they can memorialize her testimony and hear what she has to say and let her tell her story before trial, just in case she doesn't make it to trial. And, of course, jury selection is scheduled for May 13th.
Yeah, your story says she's got, yeah, some kind of heart condition.
Right. Yeah, so in 2014, she had a heart valve condition. That combined with her age appears to be flaring up again in some sense, although the prosecutors were vague. And she was hospitalized last week, so I think the clock is ticking, at least in the way that the prosecutors are pushing it. Now, this co-defendant with the Kealoha is Bobby Nguyen. His lawyer, Rendell Hironaka, says, listen, before a federal judge approves this video deposition, we need to know more information about this. Now, I talked to a couple of defense lawyers about the strategy here, and really it comes down to a handful of things. First of all, if you're a defense lawyer, you probably want to put an adversarial witness such as Florence Kuana on the witness stand to sort of put her in an uncomfortable environment. You know, it's a place where you're sitting in front of a jury and a judge and everybody's looking at you. So it makes it a little bit harder to testify. And so that's one aspect of it. Another aspect is that Florence Kuana has a lot of information, including about Bobby Nguyen. According to some of the court records in this case, 2 days before Gerard Kuana was, or 2 days before the Kealoha's mailbox was stolen by somebody that the Kealoha has described as Gerard Kuana, Bobby Nguyen had a conversation with Florence Kuana and asked, hey, what color car does your son drive? She said he drove a white car, and, well, in fact, he drove a silver car. The surveillance video showing the mailbox theft actually saw a white car driving up to the Kealoha's house 2 days after that conversation.
So we have any sense as to when the judge will rule on this?
At this point, I'm not sure. I haven't seen yet today if a hearing has been scheduled, but it would have to be soon because I know the federal prosecutors really do want to get Florence Kuana's deposition on tape as soon as they can, again, just in case things go south with her and she's unable to testify.
Right. You'd mentioned she's 99 years old, so that's understandable.
Right. And, you know, she's a key witness in this case. In addition to that conversation she says she had with Bobby Nguyen about Gerard Kuana's car and what it looks like, she's also an alleged victim of Catherine Kealoha and Louis Kealoha's alleged financial misdealings. Remember this, the reason, according to federal prosecutors, why the Kealohas wanted to frame Gerard Kuana was because him and his mother, Florence, had sued them, saying that, sued Catherine, anyway, saying that she had bilked them out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, her testimony is going to be key to the prosecution's ability to prove motive in a case that gets more and more convoluted by the day.
Yes, it does. Thanks so much, Nick, for keeping on top of it. I know you're walking the streets of D.C., and that's where we heard, I think, some of the sirens going past you.
Right.
But thanks again.
They sent me out here, but without a sound studio.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been chatting with Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Ruby on the latest with this drama swirling around Honolulu's public corruption probe. Check out civilbeat.org.